Thank you all for coming. Today's daf is daf Nun Vav, page 56. Again, this parak is continuing with the discussions of what is included in particular words. Yesterday, the words that we were dealing with were the words Dagon and Tevua. What is included in those words? A dispute between the Bimeir and the Chachamim. Whether Dagon means anything that gets piled up and stored, or it only means the five species of grain that we're familiar with. Then we saw a discussion, what's the meaning of the word ksus? What would the meaning of the word tsemer be? What's the meaning of the word pishtim? Maybe tsemer and pishtim, according to Behuda, it depends on the person and what he's doing when he says tsemer, pishtim, alai. Whether he's referring to clothing of wool or just shearings of wool. And today we begin with a discussion about beds. I'm sorry, with houses, and then about beds. Says the Mishnah, Hanoder min habayis, a person made a neder not to enter a house. So in those days, the homes used to have two floors, typically. You would have a ground floor and then a second floor. And typically there would be a ladder that would lead to a porch, which would be how people who lived on the second floor would get to the second floor. So the second floor is called the Aliyah, and the first floor is called the Bayis. So a person who says, Neder from the Bayis. So much about Aliyah, the Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says he's allowed to go to the second floor, because the second floor is called Aliyah, it's not called Bayis. But the sages disagree. They say, Aliyah b'chlal bayis. Even though you have two different people, one person living on the first floor, another person living on the second floor. But when people talk about a bayis, a house, they refer both to the ground floor as well as to the second floor. However, if he was no dermino aliyah, if he says, I'm not going to get any benefit from the second floor, or from the roof, then mutter b'bayis. Then he's certainly allowed to go into the bayis because the bayis is not subordinate to the aliyah. The aliyah, the second floor, is subordinated, secondary to the bayis, but certainly not that the bayis is subordinate to the aliyah. Yeah, that's right. So now the Gemara tries to quote a braisa that maybe sheds light on this discussion, which had a discussion about nig'ei batin, about tzara'as in a house. So man tana, who is the tana of the following? The tana interprets that the word bivayis, right? The Torah said, ki savo el eretz kanan asher ani nosin lachem la'achuza v'nasati Nega tzoras bivayis eretz achuzaschem. So who's the Tan who says that the fact that it said bivayis lirabo es ha'aliyah, it's to, bivayis lirabos es, the Ran changes it from hayotzia to hatzavua, that not only is a regular house become tame with nigei tzara'as, but even a painted house, because when it comes to tzara'as of clothing, painted clothing doesn't become tame with the tzara'as of clothing. So I need the word bivayis to include the house walls that are painted. And bivayis lirabo says aliyah. The fact that it said that there will be tzara'as bivayis eretz achuzaschem in the land, in the home, in the land that you are inheriting. So that implies even the roof, even the second floor. Amar Rav Chisda explained, that is Rabbi Meir. That's Rabbi Meir who says that the word bayis doesn't include aliyah. The Rabbanan. Because according to the Rabbanan, who said that the word bayis is already included in the word aliyah, the aliyah is already included in the word bayis, Amri Rabbanan aliyah b'chlal bayis. So the Rabbanan say that when you say the word bayis, it means the ground floor plus the second floor. So if so, lamali kra bives liribuye. Why would I need the pasuk bives eretz achuzaschem? That the added bays is to include even the aliyah. I already know it from the word bias. I don't need the added inclusionary. So it must be that that's not the view of Rabbi Meir. I'm sorry. It must be that it's Rabbi Meir. So Abaye Amar Afilutim Rabbanan. Abaye said, no. This braisa that says that from the word bives we include the second floor for Nigei Tzaras doesn't only follow Rabbi Meir. Even the Rabbanan. Abaye Akra, they need this pasuk bives. I would have thought to say, Bives Eretz Achuzaschem Ksiv. Since the Torah says, in the house that's in the land of your inheritance. So I would think the Mechaber Ba'arosh Me'bayis. In regards to Tzaraas, it has to be a bias that's connected to Eretz. It has to be a bias that's attached to the ground. That which is attached to the ground is the bias. Aliyah halo mechaber ba'ara, but the second floor is not attached to the ground. You don't associate the second floor with the ground. You associate the second floor with the first floor. So since the second floor is not attached to the ground, I would have thought it's not part of the phrase beis eretz achuz aschem. So since it wouldn't be part of the phrase beis eretz achuz aschem, it wouldn't be included in the laws of nigei tzaraas. And that's why we need to have a ribuy. We need the extra word, extra letter really, bives. The extra bays is to include aliyah, to say, don't say that the only definition of house for nigei tzaraas is a house attached to the ground. Even the part of the house that's not flush with the ground can have the tzaraas plague in it and become tameh, based on the word bives. And that's to include the aliyah. But it doesn't mean that in regards to nedarim, if a person said bias, it wouldn't include aliyah. No, in regards to Nedarim, if he said bias, it would include aliyah. But here in Nigei Tzaraas, since it says Beves Eretz, in the house of the land, there I would have thought that aliyah is not included until we have the Beves. And Eretz Achuzaschem.
Eretz Achuzaschem, but the place they're living, or because this is a pasuk from Eretz Israel.
Right.
So we're talking just Eretz Israel, you know, or not?
Yes. Yeah. Nigei Tzaraas doesn't apply outside of land of Israel. Keman Asla Hadam Rav Huna Bar Chiya Mishmedula. Like who does this idea that Rav Huna Bar Chiya said in the name of Ula follow? We learned if a person says, "Bayis Bevesi Ani Mocher Lecha." A house within my home, I'm selling to you. Mar'eyu aliyah. He can show him the second floor. That's what I meant. It's a house in my home. So time adamale. In other words, the seller can sell to the buyer what I sold you was the second floor. Even though the buyer says, I don't want the second floor. I don't want to have to walk up a ladder to get to the house. I thought I was getting the ground floor. So no. You have already paid. Yad chala tachtona. Motz mechaver al varaya. It's the second floor. So, taima d'amalei bayis shebevesi ani mochalacha. Why can he say that I meant the second floor? Because he said, a house in my house. Avol bayis stop. Let's say the seller says to the buyer, I'm selling you a house. I'm selling you a house. He pays it. Now he comes to try to collect it. He says, oh, house I meant was the second floor. Then ain't no ma'ari aliyah. That means he can't show him the second floor because he didn't say bias shebevesi. He just said bias. It wouldn't be the aliyah. So lame Rabbi Meir. So that sounds like Rabbi Meir. And when you say bias for a neder, it doesn't include aliyah. And that's why in a mechira, in a sale as well, when you say bias, it doesn't mean the aliyah, the second floor. Answers the Gemara, Afilu Tamer Rabbanan. No, it could even be the Rabbanan. My Aliyah. What does it mean? He shows him the Aliyah. Me'ula Shebebatim. He shows him the best of the homes. So when he says, if he says bias bivesi, he has to show him the best of the homes. Bias bivesi. But if he says bias, then he can show him even a bad home.
It's before elevators.
They didn't have elevators then, that's true.
This is a lousy broker that didn't explain exactly what it is, right? Is that
or a like? Tricky seller.
Not so honest seller.
Rabbi, it's the buyer actually that determines the best of the home, not the seller, obviously, right? I mean, it's whatever the buyer wants, not the seller shows.
Depends what the words are. If he said, I'm selling you a house, so then it's up to the seller. It could be a bad house. But if he said, I'm selling you a house among houses, so a house among houses means a very good house.
According to the buyer.
That would have to be according to
the
buyer.
But Rabbi, don't they have to have a separate entrance, these two, otherwise they would be considered at one house. If
that's right. That's what he said.
No, they have to have the ladder.
So it's actually the CFO says two-family house, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, it's usually a two-family house.
The way we read it initially was that the house, then house, you can show them the Aliyah house, can show them, but if we're saying it means the choices house, what's the chiddush of the rabbis that you can show him the choice?
So
you can show him the best merchandise.
So that's what the Ron says. It means he has to show him the best.
But he has to.
That's right. He has to. Now it's changing.
But still, they share the backyard.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. And they share the front yard. Yeah. They both have to get through the front to get things into the house. Next Mishnah. Hanoder min hamita. A person makes a neder not to get any benefit from a bed. So mutter bidargash. And he's allowed to benefit from something called a dargash. We'll see in the Gemara that the dargash maybe was some type of a charm. It wasn't exactly a bed. It was used as a bed. It was more of a superstitious thing that was there. Dear Rabbi Meir, that's the view of Rabbi Meir. Chacham omrim, chacham say no. Dargash bichlal mita. The dargash is also a bed. So if he's not going to get benefit from beds, he can't get benefit from the dargash too. However, the Chacham agree that no dimin adargash. If he made a neder not to get benefit from the dargash, mutter b'mita, he's allowed to get benefit from a bed because the bed itself is not the dargash. My dargash, what is this dargash? Amar Ula Ula said, arsa d'gada. It's a bed in terms of good luck. In other words, they used to put out a bed. They would not actually sleep on it, but it was just to bring down a good luck. It was a good luck charm.
It says here a stretcher or bed used for carrying a person.
That's what they say the dargash is.
The Pope,
But it remains unclear whether it's originated in Persia or another language.
We don't have that in Persia. That sounds Persian. Dargash, no, for sure. No, it's not, but we don't have the word. I never heard of it before. Dargash is without the mattress.
Or just the frame without the mattress.
My opinion.
با تخته درست میکرده.
Basically doubling it sounds very Persian, the word, but I never heard.
Because it's included in mitzah, but mitzah is not included in it.
They told me already, dargash, it's mitzah. So what I need to go now?
No, it's within mitzah, but mitzah is not within it. If a person said mitzah, he can't have dargash. But if he said dargash, he could still have mitzah, because those two things are not, they're not synonyms.
Dargash, go to mitzah, but mitzah you don't have to go to mitzah.
We had a neighborhood in Isfahan called Dardash.
Dardash?
Dardash, right. Dardash.
Dardash.
The Jews from Dardash, they were big. unbelievable people there. Dardash.
Beautiful.
So Dardash, I know, but Dargash, I never heard of it.
Probably they made it. The people from Dardash made it Dargash.
Maybe. They may have, absolutely.
Parsi, can we continue Gemara of Babel?
Not the Persian. What do you think Dargash is?
This is a new Gemara right there. What are we going to go to Gemara of Persian now?
So Amar Ula said, Arsa de Gada, the Dargash is a bad for good luck. The rabbi said to Ula, in a Mishnah, in regards to a person who has to, a Kohen Gadol, when he's an Avel, Kishen Mavrinosa, when he comes back from the cemetery and he has to be given and fed the first meal, Kala Mesubin El Aretz, everybody sits on the ground, for whom Esav Ala Dargash. Whereas the Kohen Gadol sits on the Dargash. So you see that the Dargash is something that people sit on. It's not this, it's not just a mazel. So, you know, if you're going to say it's a bed for mazel, kula shasa lo yasavale. The whole year, he doesn't sit on such a bed because it's just for good luck. Hahu yoma yasavale, when he's an avel, he's now supposed to sit on it. Why should he be sitting on this nicer bed? So Ravina said, no. Yeah, the dargash is an unusual bed. It's a good luck bed. Midi dahavya basar v'yayin. Just like you know that the halach is that the Kohen Gadol, when he gets his Udas Havra, his meal after the burial, he needs meat and wine. And even though the Kula Shasa, Iboy Achli Boy Loach, if he wants to eat meat, he can eat meat. If he doesn't want meat, he doesn't have to have meat. He doesn't have to eat. Kohen Gadol doesn't have to eat meat every meal. But Ahu Yoma, but the day of his Avelos, Anan Yahavinon Le, we give him meat because we are obligated to make him feel better. So the same is true with the Dargash. Even if the whole year he doesn't necessarily sit on it, but during the Suda Savra, he needs to sit on it. Elo HaKasha. So this is where the source that we have a question to challenge this idea that Dargash is a good luck bet. The Tanu Lindin Abraisa, in regards to an Avel who during Shiva has to overturn the beds in his home. Dargash lo haya kofehu. The Dargash, he didn't have to overturn. Ela zokfo. Rather, he leaves it up. I amit arsa de gadahu. If you're going to say it's the bed for good luck. Vatana we learned in a braisa. Kofes mitaso. You have to overturn your bed when you're in avel. Lo mitaso bilvadu kofa. Not only one's own bed. He has to overturn all the beds in the house, even those he's not sleeping on. So if he has to overturn all the beds, even those he's not sleeping on, he should be overturning the good luck bed too. And the fact that it said he doesn't overturn the dargash implies that the dargash is not the good luck bed. Answer the Gemara lo kasha. That's also not a question. The dargash doesn't have to be overturned because nobody is sleeping on it. Consider a bed which isn't used as a bed. It's just used to store utensils on it. If he has a bed that's there to store utensils, he does not need to overturn it. So just like he doesn't need to overturn a bed that's used for utensils, he doesn't need to overturn a bed, which is a good luck charm. Eli Kasha. No, so we have the following. We have a third possible question on Ula, who defined Dargash as a good luck bed. Ha Kasha, this is the question. The Tanya, we learned in this Bryce. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, Reb Shimon Gamliel disagrees. He says, Dargash, the Dargash Matir Karbitav. He has to undo the straps with which it is held to the posts V'uno fil me'elav, and it and the mattress, the bed, falls on its own. V'dagash arsa degadahu, if you're going to tell us it is the bed of good luck, karbitin mi isle. So then what does it need to have straps for? It would have a mattress that directly attaches to the bed frame. There would be no need for straps to combine, to link the mattress to the bed frame. The fact that Shimon Gamliel says that the dargash, you undo the straps and then the mattress falls, that proves that the dargash is not the good luck bed. So therefore the Gemara rejects Ula, and the Gemara now has a different opinion. Kiyasa Ravin, when Ravin came from Israel to Babel, Amar, he said, Shilte lahum rabbanan. I asked one of the rabbis of Israel, Rav Tachlifa bar Ma'arav Shmei, his name was Rav Tachlifa, the son of the West. Tavashchiach b'shuka detzali. He used to spend a lot of time in the market of the leather workers. Amar li, and he said to me the following. My dargash, what is the dargash? It's arsa ditzala. It's what do they call it? A leather bed?
You see a picture, right? I don't know if you guys have a picture of it.
No,
they have a picture?
I just have the straps. This one.
Looks like a trampoline. Aha, very interesting. Okay.
Isn't it a problem with all this? It's very superstitious stuff going on here. Isn't that problematic?
Yeah, it's an interesting question.
Rabbi, anybody makes a net and not to sleep on a bed, he has a few screws missing in his brain.
Why would he do that?
I think he deserves to sleep on a hay or on a dirt. Very careful.
That's yeah.
No, really. Two, maybe three.
True. Why would he make a net like that, Rabbi? Why somebody making this? Don't sleep. I don't sleep on bed.
This is lagging. He
doesn't want to sleep too long.
Maybe he doesn't want to sleep so long.
It must be very low, Rabbi, because if the Kohen Gadol was allowed to sit on it after the morning, when he came back, it must be very low.
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, their legs are short.
It's yeah. like this I call them a stoop, you know, the little one step, you know, you walk on it to get to somewhere else, you know, like a little ladder, you know, right?
So I see here in the Masifta it explains that this is that this was a bed like our beds, you know, you had a short legs, then a frame, and then straps attaching to a leather piece like a trampoline, so that the problem is that if you would overturn the bed, the leather would be really flush with the floor, and the moisture of the floor would ruin the leather. So that's what the Chacham say, you don't need to overturn this type of a bed, whereas Rav Shimon Gamliel says, okay, so just undo the straps and you know, the leather will drop to the floor. It's not all flush with the floor. There'll be some, you know, air circulation. It won't ruin the leather, but at least you will have achieved the purpose of somewhat overturning the bed. Itmar, we learned, Ezeu mita ve'ezeu dargash. What is a bed? What is a dargash? I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah said, mita misargin osa al gaba. The mita, you wrap the ropes over the bed frame and you tighten them, and it looks like a lattice work. And on top of that lattice work, you put the leather to lie on, the mattress. Dargash, nesargin oso migufo. The dargash, though, is not with a lattice work over the bed frame. Rather, there are holes in the bed frame, and into those holes you stick loops, and those loops hold up the ladder.
Rabbi, is it possible that the the low chairs that the mourners think the idea came from here, from Dargash?
Maybe. Yeah. Meisve, the Gemara challenges Rabbi Yirmiyahu. We learned in Maseches Kalim. Clay aids may masai mekablin tuma. When is a wooden utensil finished so that it can become tame? So it says, hamita v'arisa, a bed or a crib for a child. Misha yeshufim, once he sands them down and smears on them, makes them smooth, or hadag, with the skin of a fish. The mita mistaregas algaba, and if the mita, you usually wrap the ropes on the sides of the frame. So lamali shifas or hadag, why is it necessary to smear it with the skin of a fish? Says because anyway it's covered. Says the Gemara, elahava hamigufan, both the ropes that are holding up the mattress of the dargash and the ropes that are holding up the mattress of the mita are inside of the frame, and the external side of the frame, you do want it to look nice. But mita, with it, you have a bed, a'ule va'afuki, bivizyani. You can take it in and out through the holes that are in the frame. But the dargash, a'uli va'afuki ba'avakta. You bring it in and out through these loops. They used to make loops in the holes. And then into the loops, they would put the strips in order to hold up the leather. I'm Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Acham, a Rebbe. Mita shenakli teha yotzin. If you have a bed where its posts extend past the frame, in other words, it has posts in order to enable putting up a teepee, so you can't turn it over. If you turn it over, you're going to break these 2x4s. And zokfo v'dayo b'kach, you just lift it up, and that already is enough. I'm Rabbi Yaakov Aridi, I'm Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yaakov Aridi is the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Halacha, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Halacha is like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, that the Avel, when he has the dargash, he just undoes the loops and he lets the leather drop to the bottom. Next mission, I know them in a year. Person makes a nether not to enter a city. He can enter the tchum, the 2,000 amos around the city. But he cannot enter the pregnancy of the city, namely the 70 amos closer to the city, that if you have another building there, that would keep the city going. I will another min abayis. If a person makes a neder not to enter into a house, aser min ha'agaf. He's not allowed to enter the place where the doors close, the lefnim, and past it, but he can go to the front porch. Ask the Gemara min el dibur de masa kim masa dami. How do we know that the first 70 amos around the city are still part of the city? I'm Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan answered Damar Kodah. The pasuk says, "Vayhi bi Yoshua bi Yericho." It was when Yoshua was in Yericho, and then the angel visited him, as we learned in Maseches Megillah. "Vayhi bi Yericho." What does it mean? He was in Yericho. Ilemu bi Yericho mamash. He was in Yericho. It says, "Vayhi Yericho sogeres mesugeres." Yericho was closed off, and it was in a state of siege. El Shamina bi Ibura. It was in the area right around Yericho. So one second, Ema filu b'tchuma. Maybe it was in 2,000 amos. Maybe not just the 70 amos. Haksiv b'tchuma. It says about the tchum umadosem michutz la'ir, and you will measure outside of the city. So you see that when you get to the tchum, that's called michutz la'ir. I know the menabai is in u'aser elam and agav lefnim. If a person makes a neder from the house, so that means he can't go to the area past where the door closes. But for where the area from the door and outside, he is allowed to go. That's apparently permitted. Pasuk Rav Mari challenged this. We learned about Nigei Batim. The pasuk says, "V'yatza Kohen min habayis." The Kohen will go out of the house. Yachol yelech leveso v'yazgir. Maybe he can go to his own home and then determine what had happened in that other house. Maybe go to his own home and then close the door of the house with the tzaras, with the rope. That's what the pasuk says, El Pesach Habayis for his gear. That he can't spend a lot of time, but if he thinks there's tzaras here, he has to close the door right away. El Pesach Habayis, if it would say the entrance of the house, Yachol Yamatachas Hamashko for his gear. Maybe he could even stand by the front step and close it. Tamaloma min Habayis, just go out of the house. Hachiyetz min Habayis kulo. Okay, it's at Omed Bitzara Mashkov. Actually, the Mashkov is the post over the door frame. So he has to stand by the side of that post, outside of the door frame, v'yaz gear, and close off the house. V'minayin shim halach lebeso v'his gear, o shamatachas hashako v'his gear, shez gero muzgir. How do we know that even if he would go to the house and close it, or he still stayed under the doorpost and closed it, shez gero muzgir, tamalomar, v'his gear is habayis mikol makom. So what do you see here? That the entrance of the house is still considered the house. And here we're saying that the house is only passed inside the door. Answer the Gemara. Shani Gabi Bayis Tchsiv Min Habayis Acheyetze Min Habayis Kulo. Here, in regards to Tzaras, it says he will go out Min Habayis. So that means he has to leave the entirety of the house, even the area of the entrance.